listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how to understand the Bible. I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 8, verses 29 through 31, where we read this. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The Holy Spirit directed a servant among the early Christians to leave a successful work in Samaria and to go to a desolate wilderness. Once he was there, Philip saw a chariot carrying an important man, probably a Jewish man, but he was definitely from Ethiopia. This man had an important position in the Queen of Ethiopia's government, and he was returning from a visit to Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit who led Philip to the desert then said to him, "Go near and overtake this chariot." It took a lot of boldness to do that, but Philip did what the Spirit told him to do. The Ethiopian was a rich man, a man of power, and at least in some way he was a celebrity. Yet Philip knew that he needed Jesus just as much as anyone else. We often pull back from speaking boldly about Jesus. And the world lets us know that we shouldn't talk about such things. But the world does not hesitate to preach its own message to us. We should be just as bold to the world about Jesus as the world is bold to us about sin. Coming near, Philip heard him reading because it was common in the ancient world to read out loud. Listening, Philip knew that the Ethiopian was reading the prophet Isaiah. Philip knew right then that God gave him an open door, a prepared heart. Plainly, God had arranged this meeting. Philip was effective an evangelist because he knew how to flow with what the Holy Spirit wanted to do. He was truly led by God's Spirit, not by his own whims and feelings. Philip then asked an important question. Do you understand what you are reading? It was good for the Ethiopian to read the Bible, but unless understanding was brought to him, there was little benefit from his reading. But God had brought someone, that is Philip, to bring understanding. The Ethiopian man answered, "How can I unless someone guides me?" This is the proper question of anyone who wants to understand the Bible. We should never feel bad if we need to be taught before we can understand many things in the Bible. There are two principles to understand your Bible better. First, find good teachers. It's wonderful when we come to understand the great truths of the Bible on our own, but this passage in Acts chapter 8 shows us that God also has a place and a purpose for teachers among the followers of Jesus. Second, to get more understanding from our Bibles, we must plunge in. Butterflies wander over the flowers in the garden. And pretty much, look, butterflies look nice, but they accomplish nothing. But bees plunge right down into the flower, and they carry away essential food. We won't get anything if we just hover over our Bibles like butterflies. We must dive in like the bee. And God helping us, that's exactly what we'll do in our own study of the Bible today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.